नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने. सी वी आर गोइंग टू डू ब्रह्म सूत्रास हियर आफ्टर. सी यू ऑल हर्ड अबाउट प्रस्थानत्रयम्. प्रस्थानत्रयम्, त्रयम् मीन्स् अ सेट् आफ् त्री. And prasthanam is a pramanam. So even though original source, the means of knowledge, is Veda Shastram, Vedaha. So Veda Shastram, if you say there's only one big Veda, and which was later on divided into four, as Rigyaju Sama Atharvana Vedas. And this Veda Shastram otherwise called Shruti Pramanam. Shruti Pramanam, which is the original text and for which there is no given author, which is believed to have been transmitted from Bhagavan himself. What it means by saying the Veda Shastram got transmitted from Bhagavan, that class we'll see later on. But now understand, first is Shruti Pramanam. So whatever has been revealed in the Shastram and that subject matter of the Shruti heard, unfolded by the teacher, understood, retained, assimilated, and again given in a different form without distorting the teaching, the same teaching given by other acharyas, is called Smriti. And here the most popular Smriti Pramanam, Varvaras Smriti Pramanam, means what should come to our mind is immediately Bhagavad Gita. Again, Bhagavad Gita is not the whole Veda Shastram we have, the whole Mahabharatam we have. Then Mahabharatam itself is a Smriti. Ramayanam is a Smriti. It is called Itihasas. Itihasa means a long poem, epic. So there we have. But still there, Bhagavad Gita separately taken as a Pramana Grantha. Even though the entire Mahabharatam is a Smriti, Ramayanam is a Smriti, all the 18 Puranas come, 36 Puranas come under the category of Smriti. Smriti Prasthanam, if we take the Vedanta, the whole Veda we have, there in the whole Veda, what is that portion which serves as a means of knowledge? Only Jnanakanda. So all the Upanishads, which form the end portion of the Veda, is the Shruti Prasthanam or Shruti Pramanam. So Upanishads forming the end portion of the Veda called Vedanta Shastram, always called Jnanakanda, is the Shruti Prasthanam. And Bhagavad Gita is the Smriti Prasthanam. And we have one more, which is Nyaya Prasthanam. Nyaya Prasthanam, which is Brahma Sutrani. And for which Bhagavad Gita is also authored by Vyasacharya. And Brahma Sutrani also, for which author is Vyasa. And Brahma Sutrani is also called Uttaramimamsa. Uttaramimamsa. So the word Mimamsa means desire to measure. Literal meaning of the Mimamsa means what? Mimamsa is desire to measure. Matum Icha Mimamsa. Matum, to measure. What is the verb there? Mati. Mati means measures. Pramati accurately measures, which means knows. the prefix, isn't it? Mati measures, like gachati, patati, likati, mati measures. And here, manam measuring, measurement. Therefore, matum infinitive, to measure. Icha desire. So, desire to measure is called mimamsa, which is a desirative word. Mimamsa. So, actually, when you say mimamsa here, analytical study. So, mimamsa, literal meaning is desire to measure, which means to understand. Analytical study. Analysis. So, analytical study of what? Analytical study of the mantras of the end portion of the Veda. The later part of the Veda. The later part is called what? Uttara. Uttara means the later part. Later, so Purva Bhagaha means the prior part. Later part is called Uttara Bhaga. So Vedanta Shastram, here Jnana Kandaha being the end portion of the Veda, Uttara, Veda Anta Shastram, it's Uttara, the Uttara Bhaga, later part. Therefore, analytical study of the mantras obtaining in the later part of the Veda called Vedanta Shastram is called Uttara Mimamsa. So, Brahma Sutrani and Uttara Mimamsa mean the same. And we have Purva Mimamsa, which is the analytical study of the mantras of Karma Kanda. And author of Purva Mimamsa is Jaimini Rishihi. Jaimini Rishihi. We have Sayanacharya, who attended commentary upon the entire Veda. But here Jaimini Sutrani means Jaimini Sutrani are the Purva Mimamsa, analytical study of the Karmakanda portion of the Veda. And Brahma Sutrani are Uttara Mimamsa, analytical study of the mantras of the Upanishads. Which means thoroughly analyzed. Why this particular word in this particular Upanishad, in this particular section, why this is the only meaning? Why can't be other meaning? Thorough study. That is why, in fact, to study Brahma Sutrani, one must have definitely studied the Upanishads. You know why? Upanishad mantras are taken here for analysis. When any mantra is taken from the Upanishad, when they are analyzing, if you do not know what is said there, you must have already understood the Upanishad mantra to analyze it further. When you have not even understood, how analysis is possible? That's why Brahma Sutra study presupposes the study of the Upanishads. One must have studied. The first and the foremost sutra, I'll say today. I won't explain everything, I just tell you. Janmadhyasya yataha. The first sutra. Janmadhyasya yataha. Janmadhyasya yataha is the first sutra. You know the sutra, it's enough today. Janmadhyasya yataha. The two expressions, dharma jignyasa, brahma jignyasa. Jignyasa means desire to know. If you want to know, desire to know what dharma is, that is dharma jignyasa. Desire to do karma, how to do, what is right, is dharma jignyasa. And desire to know the truth, it is a brahma jignyasa. So Veda Karmakanda is for what? Veda Purva Bhagaha, the prior part of the Veda is for Dharma Jignyasu. The later part of the Veda is for Brahma Jignyasu. Jignyasuhu means the one who wants to know. Dharma Jignyasuhu, one who wants to know Dharma, Karma. Brahma Jignyasuhu, one who wants to know the truth. And Veda, whole Veda is for, so Karma, the Purva Bhaga of the Veda is for Dharma Jignyasu. The later part of the Veda is for Brahma Jignyasu. And what is the first sutram? Janmadhyasyayataha. Let me break it. Janma, say.
Janma.
Adi.
Adi.
Janma Adi. Janmadhyasya. Janma Adi. Asya. Asya. Janma Adi. Asya. Yataha. The first sutra. Janma Adi. Asya. Yataha. Yataha means from where. Means that from which. Yataha means that from which. That from where. Asya means of this universe. Asya literally means of this. Of this universe. That from which Janma. Origination. Adi Shabda stands for creation, that is, existence, sustenance and dissolution. So, Asya Jagataha Janma means Srishti, Sthiti, Laya. Adi stands for, Adi means etc. Janma Adi means creation, etc. So, creation, origination, existence, dissolution. All the three of this universe. So, Brahman is that from which the Janma, which is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, the exist sustenance and resolution of this entire universe happen. The literal meaning, okay? I had to say lot more. So we'll see. Introduce now. Janmadhyasya yataha. Say. Brahma Sutra I had to memorize. No way. Janmadhyasya yataha. Jali sutram na. Janmadhyasya yataha. Madhyasya yataha. Break it. Janma. Adi, Asya, Yataha. So, Adi stands for other two. Janma, Adi means, Janma, etc. means what? Janma means Srishti. Adi stands for Sthiti and Laya. So, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya of this universe happens from which? That from which Srishti, Sthiti, Laya of this universe happen. That is Brahma. Okay, it's only what? I made you understand, learn the first sentence. Isn't it? One sutra we have learned today. Not learned sutra. Only just to pronounce the sutra we have learned. So, we'll understand so much is there. Okay, we'll see that. See, Vyasacharya, when he had written Mahabharata, 18 Puranas, in Srimad Bhagavata Puranam, when he wrote, He the first verse of Srimad Bhagavata Puranam begins with this sutra. Janmadhyasya yataha. He used that. Janmadhyasya yatonvayaditaratascharteshvabhignaswarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsurayaha Tejo Vari Mrudam Yatha Vinimayo यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि सत्यम् परम् धीमहि सत्यम् परम् धीमहि. It was the first word of the first line of the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yataha. Janmadyasya yatonvayat. He used because he is the only author, no? Vyasa was on mobile Veda. So he used the Brahmasutra in his very first verse. Okay, we'll do everything next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.